Good afternoon, and thanks for allowing me to testify today in front of the EPA. My name is Mark Beamer. I'm president of Aventine Renewable Energy. Aventine, I think, is the second oldest ethanol producer in the United States behind ADM. We have both wet milling and dry milling facilities located in Pekin, Illinois, near Peoria. We have current capacity of 460 million gallons per year. We are currently operating 160 million gallons of that in Pekin, and four other plants are currently idle as a result of the 2013 drought and, frankly, the uncertainty over the 2014 RFS standard. Ethanol is a fantastic and wildly successful story about locally grown green transportation fuels for the American consumer. It is a story whereby American agriculture is supplying 1 year out of every 10 years of transportation fuels, excluding diesel fuel, to the American consumer. Unfortunately, the new proposed EPA rules threaten that type of successful program. The fantastic ethanol story really is about American jobs and the reemergence of rural America. It's clean and green, domestically produced energy security, not being fought overseas in the Mideast. It is also the cheapest energy molecule that the consumer has that they can put in their gas tank. It also has resulted in record net farm income. I got in the business in 1988, and it was a disaster. Net farm income was $40 billion. Last year, 2012, it was $131 billion. It's also allowed for tremendous agribusiness income. John Deere was making frames for motorhomes back in 1988 because there was no demand for farm equipment. There is new yellow, orange, green paint going down the highways like crazy because of the new investment. I have two issues I want to discuss specifically. One is the jobs and the impact locally if we were able to, for example, open our two Aurora, Nebraska ethanol facilities in a town of about 4,500 people. The first thing that would happen, we would be adding $5 million of payroll to the local community with 65 to 70 jobs. We would be hiring and paying for about $5 million of millwright activity to repair and maintain these two ethanol facilities. We would be spending another $85 million to buy enzymes, yeast, equipment, spare parts, rolling stock, rail cars, track mobiles. But the big thing is that we would be spending between $270 and $300 million to buy local corn in the Aurora, Nebraska area. It's a benefit of roughly $400 million to that local community. That's why ethanol has been so successful, because of the impacts in rural America. Finally, the other topic I would like to discuss very quickly is RINs. RINs are free. Every ethanol producer in this room, when they sell a gallon of ethanol, they transfer the RIN to the blender or to the refinery for free. It's a zero-sum game among the obligated parties. If the EPA waivers, the obligated parties will have learned a successful strategy to circumvent congressional intent. Congress was fully informed on the blend wall issue with RFS2 when it was established, and the expectation was that higher blends would find a market and that rising RIN values would be the stick. The stick, not the carrot, but the stick embedded into the legislation that would incentivize the distribution of E85 and E15. By the way, I have an 11-year-old vehicle, and I've burned approximately 250,000 gallons of E85. It's a wonderful energy molecule. In closing, American agriculture has met the challenges of the RFS2 and delivered on the RFS2 mandates. 15 billion gallons of ethanol capacity and 2 billion gallons of biodiesel capacity have been built in the United States, and at an investment of almost one-tenth of $1 trillion, almost $100 billion. Infrastructure, railroads, ethanol blending capacities has been delivered, another deliverable, and unit train receivers are moving ethanol into all the markets. Agribusiness has delivered. And finally, the ethanol industry delivered last year when it produced the mandated volume of ethanol in light of the worst drought since the 1940s. I ask the EPA to reconsider your changes to the mandate and restore the RFS2 to the original congressionally mandated target levels. Thank you very much.